This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here today. A look at the work of the Oregon Community Foundation in Douglas County and Liz Lawrence, a philanthropic advisor for the organization, in here with our longtime friend. We have to be careful how we phrase that. Kelly Leonard, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, Kyle, very much for having us here. It's really a pleasure to be back in the studio with you, and this is a very important topic, not only to me personally, but to Douglas County. So thank you.
Yeah. So, Liz, I'm curious, maybe at the front end, because not everybody will be up to snuff, what is the Oregon Community Foundation?
Absolutely. Well, like Kelly said, thank you so much for having me on the show today. And I'm so pleased to be here and be able to talk about some of our work in Douglas County. The Oregon Community Foundation, we are a charitable foundation, much like you might know the Ford Family Foundation here in town, or perhaps maybe the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Well, we're a lot like those foundations in that we do grant making and we give a lot of money away into the community. But one thing that makes us different or unique is really looking at our middle name, which is community. And we are funded by literally thousands of generous Oregonians from all around the state who create funds, thousands of funds that we have under management at Oregon Community Foundation. And those funds go to support our neighbors who are in need. So it's really people in the community giving back to others in the community and looking out for the needs that maybe are falling in between what the state can do, what the federal government can do. So that's when a charitable foundation like Oregon Community Foundation can step up and kind of fill a gap.
A lot of times when people look at foundations, I think the first guess is that a lot of this money is going to the big cities, to the urban areas. Mm. How does that work out for you guys?
Yeah, it's such a great question and something that we do hear a lot from people wondering, you know, how much of this money is really going to my community. So we are based in Portland, and but we also have four other offices all throughout the state. And so I'm working out of our Eugene office. That's our second largest office in the state. There's eight staff that are working there in Eugene. And we serve Douglas County along with a number of other counties in southwestern Oregon and the southern Willamette Valley and along the coast. And, you know, there's a lot of these resources that are staying here in Douglas County. So over the last couple of years, over $13.5 million of grants actually were deployed from Oregon Community Foundation into Douglas County.
Well, wait a minute. I want you to say that again.
$13.5 million.
Has stayed here in Douglas County and
that's
been
it.
Put to work. That's a big number.
Yeah.
And is that continues to be the case. I know, as you said, you cover, you're out of Eugene, but you cover so much of our region.
Yeah.
So how many years of involvement has that been? I mean, that $13 million, is that in the last 20 years?
That's over the last 3 years. So last year alone, I've got the numbers right here. Last year alone, there were 406 grants that actually went out to Douglas County. And that was $7.4 million from Oregon Community Foundation funds into Douglas County. And I'll also mention that there were 248 scholarships in Douglas County that awarded to Douglas County students. $899,000 in scholarship money went to Douglas County students who were pursuing their higher education.
You know, I think a lot of people, that's tremendous. I think a lot of people are unaware that organizations like Oregon Community Foundation are there contributing, because you kind of run under the radar. And I know there are ads. I see, you know, see ads in the papers, mm-hmm. and I hear ads on radio and TV. But I think you are kind of subterranean. A lot of people don't know about that. Can you give me some specifics? Give me some highlights of what's been brought to Douglas County.
Yeah, sure. I really appreciate that question, Kelly. Well, one organization that I am really excited to be able to tell you about is the Boys and Girls Club.
Big one here.
Yeah.
A big one, yep.
And they have received over $300,000, $364,000 of grants from Oregon Community Foundation over the last couple of years.
Wow.
And that's been just for their general support, but also for a whole variety of programs that are aimed at supporting kids in their school attainment. But really what's important is when kids are outside of school, we know that the time that they spend outside of school and the activities that they're doing outside of school and the positive adult influences that they have outside of school really influences how they do in school,
mm-hmm.
and eventually what kind of careers they go on to. So if we want, you know, contributing members of our society, of our communities, we've got to invest in these kids in, As we all know, COVID has been tough on a lot of kids, a lot of families. And so the Boys and Girls Club, amazing organization that provides services that are accessible to all families, regardless of their income, regardless of their status. And they're really welcome to come in and participate in these activities that are out of school. So Oregon Community Foundation, we hear about groups like Boys and Girls Club by listening to our community leaders, listening to people who are contributing to the community, our donor base, and also through research, we learn about organizations that are doing really great work like Boys and Girls Club. And then once we learn about those organizations, we are able to put grant dollars to work with them.
And just to kind of fill that in, you're not the sole support of Boys and Girls. You're one of the players.
Yeah, no. And all credit goes to them for the incredible work that they're doing. What our role is at Oregon Community Foundation is just providing some of the funding that can help them do these wonderful programs that they provide.
I want you to talk about one or two others, but let me throw something in here. You mentioned that you listen to the community members, which is very important because they are the people who know, but also that you rely on data. And I remember a couple of years ago with Kyle, we talked about something called the TOP, the TOP report. And one of the things that it mentioned was that a lot of times people are I don't want to use victims is not the right word, but they are caught by circumstance.
Yeah.
So because of the area code where they live and the zip code where they live, or because of their parents' level of employment or attainment of education, they end up being stuck on a certain rung of a ladder. And you saw that in the research, and your goal is to impact that in a positive way. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that is a concept, what you just described, is a concept that we call the opportunity gap. And so we're really looking at this idea that your zip code shouldn't determine your destiny.
Right.
And that everyone really deserves a fair shake at being successful and, like I said, contributing back to their community ultimately. And so when we think about the opportunity gap, what we're really looking for is areas where an investment of additional resources could really move the needle and make a difference. And so at Oregon Community Foundation, we've got an amazing research team that's working on looking at these types of questions and putting together the research and the data that we can use to make the best investments possible.
And this concept of the opportunity gap is not just a nice touchy-feely. It's based in research.
Yeah.
And data, and I find it very compelling because you can see the need for that application of the opportunity gap in so many different areas, boys and girls being one of them, the scholarship areas. we were very impacted, as most of Oregon was, but we were very impacted by the fires.
Yeah.
And so I know that there was a big effort right after the fires in from OCF to our area. Tell us a little bit about the GLIDE project.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you. The Labor Day fires obviously impacted so many different communities in Oregon. And of course, the Archie Creek fire was incredibly destructive here in Douglas County. And so in seeing that, Oregon Community Foundation partnered together with the Ford Family Foundation, Marr Memorial Trust, and the American Red Cross to develop a community rebuilding fund. And together we raised $10 million to get out into those eight different communities around the state. And so GLIDE Revitalization was the organization here locally that received a big chunk of that money. There was $534,000.
We need to take a break, don't we, Kyle?
Yeah, we do. More when we come back. Kelly Leonard with Liz Lawrence, philanthropic advisor for the Oregon Community Foundation. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming at 1. And State Representative Cedric Hayden on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. Democratic candidate for Governor Tobias Reed will be with us on Thursday. And a look at the issue of problem gambling on Friday's Inside Douglas County. Kelly Leonard in with us, along with Liz Lawrence, philanthropic advisor for the Oregon Community Foundation.
Kyle, again, thanks for having us here today. Before we go back with Liz, one of the things we're talking about collaborations with the Oregon Community Foundation and the importance of that and the importance of the community working together. And that's how OCF gets involved. But a great collaboration that you need to be reminded of is that what a great job this radio station does of staying on the pulse of what's happening in this community. Yes, you have some national feeds, but you guys are so involved with staying right here at home. It really makes a huge difference. And I think you're a rarity these days, so thank you very much.
You bet. We work hard, but it's worth it.
Yeah, I agree. Liz, I cut you off because we had to go pay some bills here, but you were talking about GLIDE. Real briefly, in the time that we have left, name a few of the other things that money has gone to here in Douglas County that people might recognize.
Sure, yeah. Well, one of the biggest grants that was going to Douglas County recently was for Peace at Home, which I know they've been on this show a lot, but talking about their Project Turnkey project where they took a former motel and turned it into non-congregate shelter for victims of domestic violence, for survivors from the wildfire who lost their homes, for other people who don't have a home. And so that non-congregate shelter is just critical during these COVID times. It gives people a sense of privacy, safety, a sense of dignity to have their own space that they can actually close the door. Mm-hmm. And I just know that program has been so effective here in Douglas County, and they received about $3 million in grants from the Oregon Community Foundation. Another one that really excites me is Aviva Health, which was really addressing this problem of a shortage of doctors in the community. And, you know, obviously having a shortage of doctors, that just, you know, adds up and up and up in terms of the impacts that that can have across the community when you don't have enough primary care physicians. So Aviva Health was looking at this problem, and they realized that the research tells us that over 50% of doctors actually continue to live and work in a community that's within 100 miles of where they did their residency. So Aviva Health decided they wanted to invest in their residency program and really get that up to speed and grow it. And so Oregon Community Foundation provided a grant so that they could expand that residency program and really provide a good facility for their doctors to be trained.
That's great. You know, what you have mentioned, what we talked about Kyle a moment ago, so many of these things are wrapped around what we call quality of life and a reason to live here. And that's such a, it's spongy. It's hard to put your arms around what that is. But I hear you supporting those things that we would all call end up being quality of life. You know, better health care, better child care, you know, help for fire victims. All these things improve the quality of life. So if people want to improve the quality of life, if they hear what you have to say about Oregon Community Foundation, how do they get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, a great way to get involved is we're still raising money for that community rebuilding fund. Mm-hmm. People can continue to contribute to that. And that, again, is for survivors of the wildfires of 2020. As you know, recovery from those fires is not something that can happen overnight. That's something that's going to take years. And when we talk about building resilient communities that are ready for the next, unfortunately, the next natural disaster that might come our way, we know something else is might come to any one of us. You know, we really want to have resilient communities. And so contributing to that fund is one way that people can help. If you're in a position to do so, I've been working with a lot of a number of donors lately here in the community who are creating funds through their estate plans.
So they're planning forward.
So they're actually, yeah, they're making a plan for when they pass, that some of the resources in their estate, they want their children to be taken care of. They want, you know, they want their nieces and nephews to be taken care of. But in the event that there's something a little bit left over, creating a fund with the Oregon Community Foundation is a wonderful way to give back to your community. And I hear from a lot of donors that they're, especially donors who have experienced the generosity of others through scholarships mm-hmm. in their own education, that they want to give back in that way and create a scholarship fund and kind of pay it forward. So that is, like I said, over almost $900,000 in scholarships, you know, 250 scholarships awarded in Douglas County. Let's make that 300.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of kids out there who are looking for how to pay for their education.
Okay, so that being said, I know that there's so many different ways that a person can get involved on an immediate scale, mm-hmm. on a long-term planning scale. Or they want to just know more about the research, the TOP report, and this community glue, so to mm-hmm. speak. How do we get in touch with?
Yeah, thank you for that. You can go to our website, which is OregonCF.org. So Oregon Community Foundation, OregonCF.org. And you can look at our research website. We've got lots of different reports. You can read the TOP report there. You can also learn about signing up to become a volunteer. And, you know, Kelly, you are an amazing volunteer for the foundation. You're, you know, some of our eyes and ears on the ground here in Douglas County every day, helping us understand what the needs are in the community. Volunteers are just critical. So you can learn more about that at our website.
Well, I will tell you, my involvement with OCF has been nothing but pleasurable because I see it helping on a micro scale. So, Kyle, if we can, we'd like to come back someday and talk about what we're doing more.
Sure. We've got a minute left. I'm curious, Kelly, how you got involved with OCF to begin with.
Well, I think my involvement started, honestly, because of my wife. My wife was what was called a grant reviewer for Oregon Community Foundation, and I was really enthralled with what she did. I could not do what she did because she has that critical eye, through her, I started looking at what OCF does. And one of the things that really, from, you know, our past relationship of looking at financial things, I was really impressed that OCF was the most efficient way to give money to impact a community. So when it was time to, when a recruitment call came out, one representative from OCF contacted me and asked me if I'd like to be involved. And I am now on what's called the Regional Leadership Council and have been for a couple of years, and it's extremely pleasurable. I hope to continue.
All right, Kelly Leonard, Liz Lawrence, philanthropic advisor for Oregon Community Foundation. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thanks,
so much,
Kyle.
Appreciate it.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.